Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
These cases of West Nile virus that the department announced today, some of them sound like they're of the serious variety.
That's absolutely right. So in the past few weeks, we've had the first number of cases of West Nile for this season. So that brings us to a total of 9 cases for 2019, 5 of which are the serious neuroinvasive type, which we take very seriously. I should say, though, this is a slow start to the season. And to put it in context, at this time last year, we had 53 cases. So it's off to a slow start, but there's still reason for folks to take it seriously and be vigilant.
Right. So the usual advice applies about mosquito avoidance?
That's absolutely right. And we think of this in two different ways. First, you want to protect yourself and your family members. First, limit the amount of time that you're outside during dawn and dusk. Wear long sleeves when you can. I know it's really hot this time of year. And wear mosquito repellent that has DEET. And if you're putting it on a child, make sure that you're putting it on them, not them putting it on themselves, because we're trying to avoid exposure to the eyes, nose, and mouth. The second thing you can do to protect your family is make sure there are no places around your house that mosquitoes can breed. And these folks, these bugs, I should say, breed in standing water. It doesn't take much. They can breed in as much as an overturned bottle cap. So really just an inch or even less of water is enough to host a mosquito breeding site. So you want to take regular trips around your yard and make sure that any object that can collect water, flower plates, vases, other receptacles, that they're turned over or you dump them out on a regular basis. We want to prevent the amount of sites in neighborhoods that these mosquitoes can breed and replicate.
How long typically does it take for those mosquitoes to breed in the water and turn into flying adults?
It can be around a month or so, give or take. But certainly with the rains coming, the cycle repeats itself. And so, good practice is a couple times a week, just take a little lap around your house and make sure that anything that is collecting water gets overturned.
All right. Why do you think that the total number of cases is so much less this year than last?
Really difficult to say, and it's a great question for which we don't have a great answer right now. I will say, going back through years past, the West Nile season is different every year. It varies so much that it's really hard to draw any generalizations. We know we're going to have more cases coming this year, so I don't take a lot of stock in that the numbers are low so far. I think we still need to be vigilant. And to be honest, in Louisiana, with the history we've had of mosquito-borne illnesses, it's not just West Nile. People should be practicing good mosquito protection all the time.
Right, because there are varieties of equine encephalitis, St. Louis encephalitis. Those are carried by mosquitoes, right?
Absolutely, and the same precautions we're talking about for West Nile go to those type of encephalitis as well. If we were to ever have a Zika outbreak here, which we don't, but if we would, it would go to that as well. And even going back through the state's history, we've actually learned a lot from the yellow fever outbreaks of days past. So we've actually built up some national expertise here in Louisiana on mosquito-borne illness.
Is there anything that points to who would be more likely to develop a more serious infection as opposed to the majority of people who end up with a virus, or if they end up with a virus, they never know it?
It's really unclear. And as you point out, a number of people end up with the virus and never know that. And we pick those up because every unit of blood that gets donated in the state gets screened for West Nile. So, for example, of these 9 cases this year, 2 of those are asymptomatic, or the individuals that have it never had any symptoms. And the only reason we know about it is because blood that was donated screened positive.
Do those people then, are they informed? You might want to know you're positive for West Nile virus.
And they typically are, but there's typically no illness associated with that. And even folks that don't have the neuroinvasive disease just get the West Nile fever. That's usually a low-grade fever that can be like a mild flu-like illness and resolves over a few days. Oftentimes, there's no rhyme or reason about who gets really sick and who doesn't with West Nile.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Kanner. I appreciate you sharing a few minutes with us this afternoon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.